Well, I'm back. Good morning to all. Melvin's right. I can't believe the size of this crowd is magnificent. So it's good to have you all here. Do we have any first-time visitors with us today by chance? Anyone here for the first time? Okay, well, it's good to see everyone. Please stay safe on these roads. We'll go ahead and go into our prayer request. So Walter will bring you the microphone. You raise your hand, just hold it close, and let us know your name. And then, Keith, do you have the prayer today? So I want to start out. I received a note from Elmer. Nancy received a good report from her surgeon. That's wonderful. She'll meet with her oncologist at the end of the month. Elmer's sister, Billy, fell and hurt her shoulder. Her husband, Ted, had a stroke. It is now at home from the hospital. So let's just remember them in our prayers. Okay, other prayer requests. Just raise your hand and Walter will bring you. Yes, Louise.
Louise Ryan. My brother-in-law, David Ryan, is still in the hospital.
Yeah.
And has very, very critical condition. So he thanks you all for his prayers that you've given. Please continue to pray for him.
Thank you, Louise. You know, we love you and we will be praying for him. Walter, right here, Marty.
Yes, Marty Mefford. My neighbor, Verla, was in the hospital for a couple of nights this week, and her sister asked that I ask for continued prayers for her.
You bet, Marty. Thank you for sharing that. Other prayer requests, just raise your hand. We have Lynn, and then behind you is Levi.
And our neighbors down the way that come for VBS, and we sent them the turkey dinner, and they wanted to thank you all for that. Thank you for remembering them. They're getting ready to have a baby at the end of January. They've got 6 kids. I just want you to pray that she has a, you know, when you have that many kids, a baby can come really, really fast. And I just want to ask prayers for her to get where she needs to be and to bring that baby into the world safely and healthy.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Then Levi, Walter Ruffin.
I have a coworker named Craig Jones who is he's going through treatment for bone cancer right now. So if we can pray for him and his family, please.
You bet, Levi. Does anyone have an update on Mary Stonecipher or Allie or Deborah McCoy? Any one of those three? Let's keep those three in our prayer. Marty?
I've been talking to Debbie this week, and she sounds like she's doing good.
Debbie appears to be stronger, but she does have pneumonia, and and she's just trying very hard to get over it and ready to get out of her house.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Marty. So, Debbie McCoy, Allie, and Mary Stonecipher, let's keep those three in our prayers. Jack?
Jack Moody. Have some friends that got in trouble, and they lost their children. Their dad's in prison. And they were neglecting their children. And I just want you to pray for the Fuller family up in Delaware, Ohio. And their children ranged from the age of about 4 to 16. So I just ask that you pray for this Fuller family. They would get it together. The dad is in prison for the next 15.5 years. And so we have a young lady that's the mom that didn't do anything about the discipline for the children that the husband was doing, and now she's part of a felon. and she's wandering out, and I just want you to pray that you'll just bless this family. God is in charge, and God can heal. And so I just thank you.
Thanks, Jack, for making us aware of that. Anyone else?
My name is Kay. Allie is in ICU, the last I heard. And she takes care of her neighborhood. And Leon's not able to do that. And his grandson comes every day. And one of their neighbors, Robert Pruitt, who comes to our church, comes every day. And to check on them to see if they're okay, if Leon's okay. Robert has some needs also. His car has been down for over a month. He hasn't been able to come to church. And he's raising his little grandson, Jackson, who's, I think, kindergarten or first grade. He's real young. So let's pray for Robert Pruitt and for Leon and Allie. And the other neighbor is Troy Schaefer, who has come to church. And Troy has a lot of needs, and Allie has just been such a wonderful person to go around her neighbors, seeing about them, taking care of them. So right now, let's pray for Allie's health and for the things aren't getting done in her neighborhood that she's always filled. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And Linda, did you have her? Yes.
I'm Linda, and I was just thinking about the fires in California and how this is an amazing time for people to come to Christ and to come to a realization that material things are not the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
And that no amount of money can save them. It's only through God's grace. And I was thinking, and I'm not sure, but it seemed like it was Billy Graham that started the ministries for the revival way back when on the streets of Los Angeles. And I was just asking God for a revival in those areas.
Great prayer request, Linda. Thank you. Anyone else? Marion?
You know, my name's Marion, and I'd just like to reiterate what Linda just said, and not just California, but our whole nation, because our nation is under a great distress of deception.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many churches that are lost, and Dr. Newland was talking about this as long as 7 to 10, 15 years ago, about the deception in our churches, not teaching the Bible and not believing that Jesus Christ is who he is and that he's coming back someday. So thank you, Linda, for that. And just want to lift up our community and the students going back to school and teachers, but overall our whole nation that is thinking that the man in the White House is greater than our Jesus and our God.
Yeah.
And we're hoping for change, of course, but our nation is in great distress.
Yes.
Mike, I'm going to say it's Lori, and I just want to thank God I'm alive today. My health hasn't been that great, and I'm glad to be alive.
You're alive because your mama lived. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, Walter.
I've got one, Joe. I just wanted to thank everybody for the prayers. My trip to Dallas or to Texas went a lot better, and I'm back home. I'll be going back, but everything, I mean, the Lord's worked marvelously through the prayers of y'all, and I appreciate it for my one brother that's be going in a facility the end of the month, and he agreed to it. So
thank you.
Things are good. Absolutely.
I think Pete right here, and then there may be someone else over.
Got toned out for a lift assist this morning. A lady in RV2 that had fallen down and was on the floor and been there all night.
Oh, wow.
But her trailer is a mess. Not just stuff. It's got holes in the floor. It's not good.
Yeah.
So please be in prayer for Pat. She's in her 60s. She's not that old, but she's very limited physically. So let's be in prayer for Pat.
Pat, thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Nathaniel.
My name's Nathaniel. I've just got some tests on Tuesday for my heart, so just prayers for good results.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anyone else? Okay, so Walter, that goes to Keith back here, and let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we have again this morning, despite the weather, to come together and to worship and uplift the name of Jesus. We pray, Father, that you will be with those who are suffering because of the cold. And we pray for this lady in RV2 who's really struggling right now, and pray that you can bring someone around her that will help her through this situation. And we just pray, Lord, that through this opportunity that she might be presented to you, that she might have the opportunity to change her life and to be able to be drawn closer to you. And Lord, we just pray that and thankful that we got that Nancy got a good report, and we just pray, Lord, that things will continue to go in a positive way for her and with the appointment she has at the end of the month as well. And we just thank you for the recovery that she's having. And Father, we want to pray for Elmer's sister who fell and has hurt her shoulder, and for her husband who has been in the hospital with but is now home. And we just pray, Lord, that the community where they live and the church that they attend can come around them and help them as they go through this critical time in their life. And Father, we want to continue to remember David Ryan as he's in critical condition, and we just pray, Lord, for those who are ministering to him, that they can come around him and help him to work his way through this and be with his family as well. Just uplift them and draw them close to you. And Father, for Verla Marsh, we just want to continue to lift her up and pray that now that she's back home, things will go better. And we just know that she has a continuing struggle there, and we want to continue to lift her up and pray that you will watch over her and care for her. And we just thank you, Father. And Father, for Lynn's neighbors, a lady who has brought her kids here to VBS for several years is expecting another one, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her as she delivers this young baby, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with their family and just watch over them and take care of them and just help them to be healthy. And for Craig Jones, Levi's friend, we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him, and knowing that he's going through a very trying time in his life under treatment for bone cancer. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with him and be with those who are ministering to him, and just pray that they can take care of the problem that he's dealing with, and that if it's your will, that he can receive healing. And Lord, we have some ladies in our congregation that we want to remember, with Debbie and Mary, especially as they're struggling with health problems, and we just pray, Lord, that you can be with them and pray that the families are coming around them and helping them through this time. And Father, we want to pray also for the friends of Jack who have come upon some really hard times, and the father has gone to prison, and the mother's dealing with some difficult prime times, and they've lost their kids. And we just want to pray, Lord, that you can be with them, be with the children especially, as they've been taken away from their parents. And we just pray that they will be placed in a place that will help them to deal with all the difficult times that they'll have in their life. And also, Father, for those in California and around the country who are suffering from bad things, and we just pray that the fires will be able to be put out, and people will be able to begin to recover. It's a pretty devastating thing to see. And we just pray, Father, for our country as well. Pray that you can bring our leadership to their knees and bring them to you, that they will start looking to you for their guidance and direction as they lead and direct the rest of us. And we just thank you, Father, that you are still in control, and we know that. And we just thank you, knowing that you're going to work things out the way you want them to be. And Father, for Allie and Leon, we want to remember them. And Allie's still in the hospital, and we're thankful that Leon has people that are checking on him every day and making sure he's doing all right. And we also want to pray for Robert Pruitt and Jackson, as they live right next door, and they're checking on him as well. And we know that Robert needs some help. He's had car trouble and not able to get around much. And we just thank you for the people that have been helping him as he's working his way through this problem that he's having as well. And we just pray that for Troy and for the other neighbors around that Allie checked on and visited with regular, and we just pray that you can be with them during this time, and pray that they can be there for her as well. And Father, we're thankful that Lori is thankful and just willing to be, glad to be here, and we're thankful that Walter had a good trip to Texas. And we just pray, Lord, that you can continue to be with him and John, and as they work to help Jim to get to the place he needs to be. And we just thank you that he's willingly agreeing to this, and we just pray, Lord, that you can bless all the whole family because of the way things are working out. And Lord, we're thankful for Nathaniel and the report that he's getting from his heart, and just pray, Lord, that he will continue to be able to move forward and continue to get good reports as he moves on. And we just thank you that you've watched over him and taken care of him. And Lord, we do want to lift up our country. We want to lift up those who are in the decision making, and pray that you can watch over them and guide them to bring them to a realization that they need to be listening to you. And we want to pray also for our policemen and firemen and those who work in emergency services. And we just thank you, Father, that these last few days that we know that they've been very active and had a lot of pressure put on them. And we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to be with them and give them the strength that they need as they work through this period of time that we're having with the weather. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have to have the privilege of telling others about you. Just pray, Father, excuse me, as we go this week, that we can take advantage of the opportunities that you present to us to be able to speak a word for you in our community. We just thank you and love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.